Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Professor Conroy of Conroy Gold and Natural Resources. It's great to see you again, Richard. How are you?
Very well indeed. We have, as you know, very good news this morning that completes the work we've been doing and means the joint venture will now be going ahead. We've already made arrangements for the first drilling to commence next month. So we're in a very, very positive position. It's nice to have everything pretty well completed now and going ahead. Now, obviously, our share price in no way reflects the potential as yet. At least it's even it has begun to move in the right direction, as it were. But it's marvelous to be in this situation in which we have a major partner with enormous financial resources, and even more important, the desire and the technical ability to be getting on with the drilling and all the other work that has to be done, because it is a huge project with enormous potential in it. It's not just the Clontibret gold mine alone. One of the things about today's announcement that refers to the Clay Lake property in the north of Ireland, which is several times larger than Clontibret. And overall, of course, this will be a major gold project, and to have all the permissions in place, and as well as that, to have a major partner, and yet at the same time to retain a very considerable percentage of sales. I don't know of any other exploration company in similar circumstances, and admittedly, this is very, very large indeed, so it's reasonable that we should get a very good return on it. But even so, to be able to hold on to over 40%, is very, very good indeed. So we're looking ahead now with tremendous interest and excitement to a very, very active program. And we'll be looking forward indeed to making other announcements as we go ahead now. So it's a very, very good day for us, a very good day for the company. It brings a lot of work over a long period of time. It brings it all together. And we move into a completely new era in which, with our partner, we'll be developing a new gold district with a number of potential to have several gold mines, some of them perhaps of very considerable size. So it's a very exciting time, very good time, and one will hopefully look forward to the share price beginning to reflect, in some slight degree at least, the potential which is there.
Yeah, I mean, the Crown news and I guess the mine's royal options being granted was like the last outstanding item in this JV process. And you must be obviously delighted with the speed of how things have gone on, really. I mean, it seems to have come together very quickly, really, from our last conversation. And do you want to sort of spell out what the kind of roadmap will be now going forward in terms of the work on the ground and what shareholders can look forward to in terms of news flow?
Well, the shareholders will certainly be able to look forward to a great deal of news flow. As you know, the primary focus is the development of Clontibret, and we've already announced the drilling program, which will be starting there next month, and that'll be increased. It's a big program, but that's just the beginning of it. It's starting next month. So all of that is directed towards bringing in a gold mine at Clontibret as soon as possible. That gold mine in itself will be quite a reasonably sized mine. And of course, there is a great deal more at Clontibret. But as well as that, with our joint venture partners, we'll be proceeding now very rapidly. And you refer to the Crown Commissioner, who'll be most helpful, I must say, and very expeditious. And we'll be now able to move ahead with the Clay Lake gold target. And that's an even larger target than Clontibret. And then as well as that, there are other targets elsewhere in what is a very extensive new gold district. So we'll be looking forward to a pretty steady flow of information and reports and so on as we move forward. But now we're moving towards the stage of results from drilling moving towards actual application for bringing in our first mine in the area. It'll be the first of probably quite a number over the coming years. So it's a very active, very exciting program that we'll be looking forward to. And with the announcement this morning, that was the last, as it were, condition to be fulfilled in relation to the establishment of the joint venture. And we're very pleased to be working with the Diemer people. They have ample financial resources, and perhaps even more important, they have the interest and intention of proceeding rapidly with concentrating on the development of this new gold mining district. So it's a very nice situation to be in, and we're looking forward very much to a very active drilling program over the coming summer.
We're looking now at Conroy Gold with 39 million shares in issue, market capitalization of around 14 to 15 million pounds, and €1 million coming very shortly from the joint venture. So no dilution on the horizon whatsoever. And how do you feel about that share price?
Well, the share price is absolutely ridiculous in relation to the potential or in comparison with ours. There are no other junior exploration companies that I'm aware of which have a joint venture partner for an entire new gold district extending over several hundred square kilometers with an already established half million in just one particular part of it. With larger targets adjacent to it and within the district and within our joint venture, with a partner who has the financial resources to more than do all of the work that will be required, and as well as that has the interest and the technical expertise. It's a marvelous situation to be in. Their share price doesn't even remotely begin to reflect that. But I hope that perhaps now, and there's been a slight move up in the shares, I hope now that people will perhaps begin to realize it's going ahead, it's for real, and it could be very big.
If we were to take Clontibret alone.
Yes.
Okay, you have a whole gold district, but let's talk about just Clontibret.
Sure.
By the end of 12 to 18 months, we would hope that we would have JORC report for Clontibret alone of what? What are we hoping for?
What we're hoping for is primarily to bring in a mine. But in terms of ounces, we already have 500,000 ounces. There's probably another couple of million ounces down just to a level of about 200 meters. And of course, there may be a great deal more below that. So it's a question now from a mining development point of view. What do you do first? Probably bring in an open pit mine to get things started. But the Clontibret alone in itself is quite a major project and will probably be continuing for several years ahead. As I say, we're already looking at a couple of million ounces or so in the immediate shallow situation with potential for who knows what below that. And we'll be moving ahead with that very rapidly. As I say, we've already announced quite an extensive commencement drilling program. That's all it is. That's just the beginning of the program there. And we'll be doing whatever drilling is necessary to increase the resource. It may well in turn be followed up by an underground mine. So it's a tremendous situation there. Just taking Clontibret alone, it's worth way above our current share price.
I want to help people understand that, because let's just take 2 million ounces just for the sake of argument and assume that there is a markup of $500 an ounce on that, which is very low, but let's just use it. Yeah. You, even if you choose in this joint venture to not put any money in, so there'll be no dilution to shareholders, you'll receive 25% of the amount of gold that comes out of Clontibret, even based on that. So 2 million ounces at 500 per ounce is how much? It's a lot.
Well, the figures begin to mount up very rapidly, and I don't think perhaps people haven't fully taken it forward. The fact that all the costs that we've been bearing up until now in terms of drilling and all the rest of the work, laboratory costs, the costs of employees and so on, all of those costs now go to the joint venture, to our partner, because it's an earn-in situation. They spend money, several millions, in order to earn their percentage. We don't have to spend anything in relation to that going forward. And then if we so wish, when we get to the mine stage, and only at that stage, do we make a choice? Do we hold on to 42.5%? Do we take a carry for 25% and pay it back out of the returns? There are a whole series of, it is a magnificent deal. I don't know of any other comparable deal. It is very good indeed. And that's only the beginning of it, because with each other project that comes up at Clay Lake or wherever it may be, again, we're in the same position. We get a carry until we get to the stage of mining development. And then again, we have the same choice. Do we hold on to 40% of Clay Lake project or any other projects? Do we take a 25% carry, or what do we wish to do? It's a very, very good situation. And of course, that is relates to the fact that it has so much enormous potential. But it's very nice to have been able to hold on to a very decent slice of that potential and to be carried in all of the expenses in relation to bring them to mine-ready situation. It's a very good deal.
Excellent. Thanks very much for that. I mean, it certainly seems like things are progressing well, and we await the news with anticipation. Professor Conroy, thanks very much for your time.
You're welcome.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net